Today, you can walk right through the doors of the Capitol without going through a metal detector or a bag search. But right after September 11th, Idaho's then-governor, Dirk Kempthorne, beefed up security to protect the state against terrorism.
The biggest effort was to make sure that the state house was kept as the people's house, to try to maintain it as a public building, and but still keep it secure.
That's Rick Johnston. He oversees state buildings, including the Capitol, for the Idaho Department of Administration. Johnston remembers, after 9/11, Idaho state police officers and National Guard troops patrolled the Capitol. Visitors had access to only two doors, and they were subject to bag searches. Outside, steel posts and barriers kept traffic off State and Jefferson Streets.
State Street has always been a little bit troublesome for, you know, protection of the Capitol building. Even a traffic accident could cause problems at the building.
Johnston says things went back to normal after a few months. Extra security left before the 2002 legislative session started in January. But Johnston says the Capitol wasn't the most secure building in the days after 9/11.
At that time, Ada County Court was still hosted in the old Ada County Courthouse, which is part of the Capitol Mall. And I think there was far more protection in that building than any other.
Today, the new courthouse has metal detectors, while the state house doesn't. This turns out to be pretty common. More than 20 other state capitals in the U.S. have no metal detectors. That's according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. And about half have no armed security guards. Johnston says the only armed officer at Idaho's capital is a state trooper assigned to guard the governor. After all, Johnston says, the People's House is a working state capitol. Its doors are open to everyone. I'm Scott Key, KBSX News.